bleed red and blue. You better listen up, friends, 'cause we got a show for you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Cody Talks. It is Sunday, May 5th, bright and early. I know for a fact that our friend John Powell is up this early because he just commented on the post I put up. So, John, I don't know if you're the only one that got up to listen, but thanks if you did. I'm in the studio. Well, we don't have a guest today. Heath's here. Heath, you doing all right?
Doing all right.
Okay, you could always rely on Heath for long, in-depth answers. So when we throw to Heath, just be prepared to sit back and listen because he's...
At least that was more than one word.
Yeah, it was more than one word. It was two words. Doing all right. So you doubled your normal output in the discussion. It's Wednesday, May 5th. We're here in the heart of Kansas where the weather is... we're potentially one of the craziest springs ever around here with... We've had several 80-plus degree days. Parts of the state have broken 90 already. And then 3 days ago, we had snow. And parts of the state had considerable snow, not just flurries. We really kind of just had flurries around here. But it's been crazy weather. Very, very difficult to decide what season it is, really. And
I think spring said that it's going on vacation this year.
Yeah, it kind of fought to come in there a little bit, but then it definitely did go on vacation, and it's way too chilly for me for May. I like the seasons. I like the change in them, and I like winter when it's here. It just hasn't really stuck on the time frame that my body and senses want it to. And I'm ready for some summer weather. I started to open my pool last week, and it snowed on me while I was opening my pool, which just doesn't seem right, threw me off a little bit. And if Mother Nature is up this early listening to the show, we would really appreciate if you let spring through, old gal. We, at least I'm ready for it. Thank you very much, though, for the moisture. No doubt about it. Are we caught up, Heath? Do you keep track of those kind of things? We're probably not caught up from the drought period that we were in, but things are wet and green, and that's a positive.
Yeah, they said the drought is improving, but we're still in the drought.
Well, but you don't have any, like, super statistics on how much more rain? Yeah, okay. Heath is... there you go. Let's move on.
But more spring-like temperatures this coming week, though.
Spring-like as in...
70s...
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We're ready for that. I don't want to gripe about the moisture even when it is snow because our kind of existence and the sustainment of our existence around here depends on we need that moisture. Our farmers need it. My grass needs it. Everybody kind of needs it. So thanks for that. We could have just done without the snow and freezing temperatures in May. All right. I named the show today, Why Glenn Beck Hurts His Own Cause. It's a subject that I've actually talked about before, and it's something that comes to my mind when I start to think about why I started this show. It's a weird story how I started this show. It really came from a premise of talk radio where I'm from. Now, there are certain times of the day that we can get talk radio from other markets, not that anyone would listen to any other radio stations than the Ad Astra radio stations. But if you want talk, you can't listen to the Ad Astra stations because minus our show and a couple of other weekly programs, they're music-based stations, and that's fine. But I like talk radio sometimes. And the talk radio around here is very essentially it's Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. That's what you get when you try to listen to talk radio. And I'm telling you this, I listened to both of them. not avidly. I don't set my clocks by it, and I don't make sure to not miss a show. Really, it's a byproduct of I like talk radio, and that's what you can get on a radio station in your car around here. I drive a lot from appointment to appointment and meeting to meeting, and I listen to a lot of talk radio, and it kind of, about 2 years ago, started really to bug me that we didn't have any other choice. And it wasn't even I wanted a different political view. It wasn't anything founded on political bias. It was basically just had to do with, I wanted some variety. I wanted to listen to something else, and maybe some other viewpoints. And so I didn't know how to go about it other than to kind of not complain, but just have discussions with the station managers and station owners here in my hometown of Hutchinson, Kansas. And out of that grew the idea of, why don't you have a talk show? I was never really been in radio. I've done a little sports on radio. My intention wasn't for me to have a talk show. It was for me to be a catalyst to get some variety in the talk radio that happens around here. Because I think that there's a group of people out there that listen to what they hear and put too much a stamp of fact on it. Because I think people hear stuff, so they think it's true. Not everyone, but some people do. And because of that, I think people should be hearing both sides or more than one side or an array of arguments. So you then are kind of forced to decide what you believe, but to do that with an educated background. Does that make sense? Are you even listening, Heath? Am I just babbling?
No.
That's not two words. That's two one-word answers. It also comes from a belief in my mind that I think that having discussions with people in an open-minded way where you're not sitting and talking to someone that just completely agrees with everything that you say, because you don't get any smarter if you're just sitting around in a group of people that all passionately agree on the same thing. There's no one in there that's forcing you to contemplate and justify what you're believing or what you're saying. And I kind of believe that that's what Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh's audiences do for the most part, is just sit around and agree with Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and don't ever question even the minutest of details in what they say. They just, they treat them like cheerleaders that are cheering for their team. So you always support the cheerleaders because they're behind your team, even if they're saying something that you don't agree with or you don't think's right or you know isn't right. You still support them and cheer for them because they're behind your team. And that team concept is what turns people into sheep, they're just following their party or their team and listening to its cheerleaders, so they become more ingrained in following the team and they don't stop and contemplate what they really believe. Anyway, that's why I think that open-minded discussion and conversation is really the key to us eliminating this kind of epidemic of what, you know, Rush Limbaugh refers to as the uneducated, that's not the word he uses, the uninformed voter or the uneducated voter. I think it really is an epidemic. I think he's right about that. I think we have a ton of people on both sides, equally on both sides. Rush Limbaugh wants you to think that only the Democrats have uninformed voters and it's only, Barack Obama that benefits from uninformed voters, but the Republicans have just as many, and their folks that win office benefit just as much from the uninformed voter. There's so many people out there voting party lines. I think the answer to politics is good, open-minded discussion about things. And really it's why I don't like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, because there's no discussion about it. There's no opportunity for people to learn. There's just opportunity for people to be told what to think and given one side of the argument. Now, that being said, I don't think they should go away. I think it's 100% their right to have a show about whatever they want to have a show about and whatever their sponsors are willing to support and their listeners are willing to listen to. Very important that people understand that. I think they're detrimental to their own cause. I don't think they really educate people. I think they just propagandize people. But 100% they're right, and by no means do I think they should go away or come off the show, off the air. You got a phone call?
No.
Oh, it sounded like it. Okay, all that. Why do I think Glenn Beck hurts his own cause? Let's get into that. I think that Glenn Beck is a drama queen. I think that, like, probably like the majority of people who have gotten to that caliber and have their own show, they worry about ratings so much that integrity and actual discussion, good common sense, factual-based discussion has gone out the window for the sake of viewers. So Glenn Beck wants to make anything and everything that he disagrees with grossly distorted and exaggerated to the point of it's the end of America as we know it, so that people get excited and people go nuts and get passionate about listening to his show because they think that listening to his show is the will save the United States. I don't blame him, and he's obviously a much more successful, you know, to a degree that's not even comprehensible, more successful at being on the radio than I am. But the problem with it is he's developed this passionate group of followers that think that everything that he says is gospel, and he abuses that to the point of riling them up, creating drama for the sake of interesting radio. Again, don't get me wrong, there shouldn't be a law against it. There shouldn't be anything. The government should in no way get involved to stop this. I think what he does is well within his rights. But I think it's now come to the point where the American public has started to see that Glenn Beck is a drama queen who gets excited, riled up, starts yelling and screaming over what are oftentimes legitimate causes and legitimate discussions, but makes such a big deal out of them that he's starting to really drastically lose credibility. Same thing is happening to Rush Limbaugh, in my opinion, not on the same scale. But this whole drama queen, the Democrats are actually out to ruin the world, and attacking them with every single sentence out of their mouth is starting to affect the popularity of the Republican Party, honestly, the popularity of the entire conservative movement, because folks believe that these two guys who have become the two most prominent celebrity figureheads for the movement, and they have different beliefs, know that well. If you're just sitting out there and you hate both of them and don't listen to them, they're not in the same group. They're not in the same small group. They're just in the same big group. Definitely both conservatives, but different mindsets about several things. Glenn Beck, much more, I think, leaning towards the libertarian side. And there's no doubt that Glenn Beck is hurting the libertarian image across the nation drastically. Not the party of libertarians necessarily, because I don't hear him very often. I don't listen to him every day, but I don't hear him endorse the Libertarian Party. But it's kind of the mindset that he adopts, as far as I'm concerned, as far as my perceptions of it, and he's hurting it drastically. And that's something, that's why I wanted to get into this today. I am a libertarian and very much believe in the libertarian stances. And hopefully when you hear that, you don't associate me with detrimental morons like Glenn Beck or other yellers and screamers and fanatical morons, and you actually just go to the Libertarian Party and excuse me, go and check out their website and see what it's all about. We'll get into that when we come back from the first commercial break, why I think Glenn Beck is hurting the political cause and movements that I believe in the most. We'll be right back on the Cody Talk Show.
Hey fans, mark your calendars as Shocker Baseball plays host to the Kansas Jayhawks on Tuesday, May 7th at 6:30 p.m. for the annual Preferred Health Systems Electronics Giveaway. It's also Wichita Eagle Family Night. Purchase four tickets, four sodas, four bags of popcorn, and four hot dogs for only $32. Like Wichita State Athletics on Facebook for all upcoming Shocker Baseball promotions and events. Use the hashtag WatchUs and join the conversation. Get your tickets today. Call 978-3267 or visit GoShockers.com. Watch us.
This is Bill Weyer, owner of Sydney's Hairdressing College in Hutchinson. I'm thinking about what makes for a great career. Things like an opportunity to work the days and hours I choose, a chance to make money equal to how hard I work, a job that lets me dress and look the way I want, a place where I can express my creativity. There is a career that has it all. Cosmetology, the school for great education, Sydney's Hairdressing College. Classes start soon. Call Sydney's today.
Hi, this is Gabe Gehring, General Manager at Midway Motors of Hutchinson. We're proud to bring you this message from the Hutch Rec Commission, and we invite you to join the family at Midway Motors on East 30th today.
Splash into summer with Hutch Rec's Salt City Splash Aquatic Center. The Splash opens for the season on Memorial Day Monday, May 27th, and is open daily from 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. through August. Purchase your season pass now at special early bird rates. Check out more information at saltcitysplash.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Salt City Splash is located in beautiful Cary Park.
KSKU.
Cody Talks.
All right, we're back. Topic of the discussion today is why I think Glenn Beck hurts his own cause. I don't really know what Glenn Beck would tell you his cause is, but I think he at least tries to get the rest of us to believe that his cause is liberty. His cause is protecting the United States Constitution, realizing that our forefathers, our founding fathers, were in essence very, very, very insightful in what they proposed as a government for us, because it truly is the greatest government system in the world. And don't get me wrong. The forefathers didn't come up with this. The founding fathers didn't come up with this ridiculous bipartisanship we have. We've distorted it. But it's still the greatest government system in the world. And I agree with that. I agree with Glenn Beck's push for liberty. I agree with Glenn Beck's push for freedoms. I agree with Glenn Beck's push for smaller government and staying out of our lives. For the most part, as far as politics, and economics are concerned, I'm kind of right in line with Glenn Beck. Now, social issues, he strays away, but not very far. He's not, those of you that don't listen to him and think he's a right-wing, racist, homophobe, he's really not. He's way more concerned in his propaganda about liberty than he is about conservative social views. Rush Limbaugh still holds on to those conservative social views, and again, is really a detriment to the conservative movement, because the conservative movement, for the most part, I think that a huge majority of the citizens of the world involved in the conservative movement are actually just involved in it in an economic sense, and are only behind conservative economic principles. For the most part, conservatives are actually and have always been the live and let live party. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you don't get involved in someone else's personal life. Now, yes, some of the hardline Christian movements have gotten involved, and modified that, changed that. And for some reason, the conservative movement, which used to be right in line with the libertarian principles of live and let live, has now changed and wants to claim that they're live and let live on the economic side of the world, you know, stay out of our bank accounts, leave us alone, we'll take care of each other. But on the social side of it, the conservative movement now wants to get involved in social issues as well. There's a great saying out there that says that the Libertarian Party wants to keep the Democrats out of your wallet and the Republicans out of your bedroom, for whatever that means to you. I love the phrase. I love the stance of the Libertarian Party. Unfortunately, again, there's just as many kooks and nut jobs in the Libertarian Party that all of this entire premise is based around the fact that I firmly believe that about 95% of our population is just good common sense folks that really just want to get on with their own lives and help their neighbors. And when you take that into account and dive into that deeper, I firmly believe that that's the mindset, the overall basis of the Libertarian Party. It's what Glenn Beck preaches on his radio show. He just preaches it in a nut job extremist mentality that then gives the entire population of libertarian minded people a bad name, because there's folks like me that believe in liberty as much as Glenn Beck does. I'm a pro Second Amendment guy. I'm a pro conservative economics guy. But I'm definitely a live and let live social guy as well. And it's amazing how the Republican Party has completely blurred those lines, that they stand and claim that we want the government to stay out of our lives as far as taxes and guns are concerned, but we want the government to very much be involved in people's personal lives as far as abortion and who you can marry are concerned. It doesn't make any sense to me what the Republican Party has become. It's totally contradictory to the small government philosophy that the government should be getting involved in managing marriages and who you can marry, and so on and so forth. It's backwards, and the Republican Party has screwed itself up. And the other thing that conservative movement has done to really screw itself up is anoint these celebrity figureheads like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, who do nothing but create drama and attack the other side. You very, very seldom, and I can't honestly remember ever hearing those two have a discussion to help educate people, and not educate people into their cause, just educate people in general, make them smarter. Their constant radio time, their time when they have the sum of the people of America's ears, is spent bashing the other side. We need some kind of a sneeze filter. I said sneeze, Heath. You're supposed to jump in and hit buttons or something. Never mind. Anyway, Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck use their time to constantly just attack the other side. And I firmly believe the American people are, even those of us, because I'm telling you, for the most part, I agree with Glenn Beck's politics, and please don't take that wrong, because if you're one of those people out there that hate him, I don't agree with his tactics, and it's his tactics that are hurting the cause, that are leading to a decline in the number of people that are listening to him, that have pushed him over into having to have his own network. It's his tactics and not his politics. If you would sit down and listen to what his politics are, minus, yes, he still is a little too conservative, in my opinion, on some of the social issues. But quite honestly, if you listen to him, he doesn't harp on those very much. He doesn't deal with it very much. He just is constantly attacking the Democratic side and not and screaming at you that they're the progressives are trying to take our rights away. Again, I agree that the progressive movement does tend to end up eliminating some of the basic rights of American citizens, but I don't think it's based on that. I think they're taking a different path to a good solution than I think is the right path. And I think along the way, they're okay with all of us, including them as Americans, giving up some of our rights to accomplish things. I disagree with that, but I don't think it's because they're specific goal is to attack those rights, like Glenn Beck would tell you to believe that it is. I don't think that all of the things that he says to create drama, to create a fury within his listeners, are doing anything to educate people and make them smarter. I think the main accomplishment that it's had on a day in and day out basis is to actually hurt the cause of those of us who agree with him in a political mindset. I think he's driving people away, and every day, I know that there's people that will raise their eyebrows to this, but the amount of information that's being shared now and conversations that are having is leading to a smarter world. Yes, I understand that there's people that believe everything they read on the internet. And that doesn't help, but there's people that don't. And those people that don't believe everything that they hear or read on the internet are being exposed to a lot more information now, and we're becoming smarter out of that. Because of that point, people like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, as well as a lot of folks on the left side in the progressive movement, who really relied on people to remain uneducated and just listen to their propaganda, are losing steam. They are. I just want it to happen faster. I want folks to have discussions, become involved with people that they don't necessarily agree with, and get smarter. For the header on my blog, for the longest time, the quote on it has been, if you're 100% sure you are right about something, you are 100% done getting smarter about it. And for the most part, Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh listeners have decided that Glenn and Rush are 100% smart about that they know everything about what they're talking about, which in turn is just as dangerous as thinking you know everything, because then you take everything they say to be fact and you don't do your own research, you don't listen and have conversations. And the internet has started to make people realize that. Even conservatives who back what they're saying are starting to realize that these guys are viewer hungry drama queens. And it's hurting the cause. It's really and truly hurting the cause. The reason that it makes me passionate again is I very much believe in the libertarian principles. For those of you that don't know and think that libertarians are just nut jobs holed up in a wall somewhere, in a hole somewhere with guns, it's not the case at all. Please go to the Libertarian Party's website and read the pillars and what they stand for. And across the board, I'd be very surprised if the vast majority of you don't find that you agree very much so with the libertarian principles of live and let live, the responsibilities that people have to private charity, but not to send all of that money to the government and lose control of it. It's not over the top crazy stuff. It's just no one has come out in support of the Libertarian Party and principles that's not over the top and crazy. And don't try and act like that's exclusive to the Libertarian Party. Unfortunately, in America, the person that barks the loudest and screams the most is the one that works their way to being the national figurehead for any movement. And a lot of times it's to the detriment of the movement. We're going to take another quick commercial break. And when we get back, we'll get into what I think the answer to this stuff is, or what a potential answer to this stuff is. We'll be right back on the Cody Talk Show.
This May, First Council Casino's giving you the chance to win one of four brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycles. It's First Council Casino's Harley Days of May, and winning couldn't be easier. Just earn entries on your Red Rock Rewards card. Then every Saturday, May 11th through June 1st, four winners will win $500 each, and one lucky guest will head out on the highway with their very own Harley-Davidson motorcycle, or $5,000 cash. Motorcycles provided by Alf's Harley-Davidson. And when you want to get even more revved up for winning, First Council's got you covered, with over 1,400 of today's hottest and most popular slot machines, with even more coming soon, plus 10 live blackjack tables and bingo. So when you want the best gaming experience possible, don't settle for last. Get to the first. First Council Casino. First Council Casino, North Highway 77 in Newkirk, just south of the Kansas state line. More winners, more cash, more often. Visit FirstCouncilCasinoHotel.com for more info, and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter for exclusive First Council news, events, and offers.
Everyone's so tied up with graduation and getting ready for summer that it schools out for me if I don't do something fast. I've been racking my brain because I can't afford to fail. Hey, this is Tommy Lubbers with Lubbers Hutch. I need people in the door right now. That's why I'm helping you drive for five. That's right. You can drive a nicer, newer car today with just $5 down. Plus, trade in any car, failing or flunking, and we'll help you go home in a nicer, newer ride with just $5 down. My fast-track credit approval process works hard to get you a car, even if your credit won't make the dean's list, even if you've been turned down before. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, get rid of your old clunker. 2, invest only $5 down. 3, pick out a nicer, newer ride and drive home today. Get down to my Drive for 5 sale right away so you can stop driving a car you hate and upgrade to a nicer, newer car today. Hurry, Drive for 5 ends May 31st. I'm Tommy Lubbers reminding you, Lubbers Hutch is the right answer. Visit LubbersHutch.com. Lubbers Hutch on 30th Street.
Requires bank approval. KSKU.
Cody Talk.
All right, we're back on Cody Talks, talking about how I think Glenn Beck, even Rush Limbaugh too, but not as much, that Glenn Beck's extremism, Glenn Beck's sometimes incoherent babbling that's just constantly degrading the other side has actually hurt his movement. A little bit of a comment discussion going on the Cody Talks website on the post for today's show. First of all, I think John Powell's made fun of me for actually being here on time today. We had that discussion, but he comes back and puts, I think you're right about Beck. This is a quote from John. I'm really sure it's John Powell. I think it's okay to say his last name because he's been on the show, right? I wondered if I should have done that, but it just says John. If it's not John Powell, I'm sorry, John, whoever you are, but I'm pretty sure it is. But John puts on the comments, I think you're right about Beck as his ratings are falling. I remember his rally in the steps of the Capitol, the beginning of his mainstream downfall with some of what I call his fear-mongering. Fear-mongering is a great word about it, that a lot of times I think Beck has legitimate, quite often I find myself going, you know what, I agree with what you're saying, Mr. Beck. You just say it like such an idiot that you actually hurt the cause. Anyway, John put, with some of what I call fear-mongering, he has come out for marriage equality. I was amazed. And John's absolutely right. Glenn Beck, because of what I believe is actually a true belief in liberty in his mind. And folks, if you believe in liberty, and freedom and actual literal interpretation of the U.S. Constitution, you cannot be against marriage equality. You cannot be against the federal government or a state government or a local government deciding who someone can marry. As far as the government is concerned, it's a contract between two citizens. So it's amazing to me how conservatives who claim to be constitutionalists, who claim to be fighting for liberty and freedom, who claim to be fighting for small government, can then come. Those are the people that should, in fact, be fighting for marriage equality, because marriage equality is a statement of small government. Marriage equality is a statement of liberty and freedom. Marriage equality is a statement of keeping the government out of our bedrooms. It's honestly, it's a conservative argument. If you believe in those things, it's just screwed up that you claim that that's where you're going with all of that. But then out of nowhere, you want the marriage to get involved in a private, you want the government to get involved in people's private lives. If they don't perceive marriage in the same way that you do. Anyhow, that being said, Glenn Beck has actually come out in favor of marriage equality because I think he truly believes in liberty and freedom. Unfortunately, he's made such a fool of himself with his rants and raves in the past, that very few people, John's a very educated person, very up on the cause of marriage equality through his work, that he does in that field. So he's come to recognize, I think the vast majority of the public doesn't have any idea anymore that Glenn Beck, has come out in favor of marriage equality because he's sealed himself off and created this bubble around himself that only his listeners or folks like me that don't have any other choice for talk radio that time of day. They're the only ones that listen to him and pay any attention to him. And half the people that are listening to him are just amazed at the fury that he's trying to work up about little things that he sometimes makes up. I don't understand why a guy who is so much on the side of the cause that makes sense, the cause that's rational, and I'm applying that to the Libertarian Party, and I realize that's biased because it's the one I believe in, but Glenn Beck could do so much good if he would just have civil, kind of grown-up conversations. Instead of ranting and raving and cracking, just rude, sarcastic jokes and constantly bashing, what he considers to be the other side. And keep in mind, in his mind, the other side is progressives. For those of you that don't really know, progressives are a wing of the liberal movement and probably not extremist, but the far left wing of the liberal movement as far as, the economy and government is concerned. Progressives are the folks that, politically conservatives are probably the most opposed to, and those that follow Glenn Beck, they're the ones that they're the most scared of. And please know this. I think that the progressive movement, you have to understand too, I think a lot of folks don't even know that the progressive movement is not people that are progressive minded. It's an actual movement of people who very much think that the government should be drastically more involved, in the helping of people. I think that's the way the progressives would put it. Those of us that don't necessarily agree with that would want you to know that every bit of additional involvement that the government has in helping people, leads to the government being more and more and more in people's lives. And probably most importantly, in my mind, leads to the government needing more and more and more and more money. I, for one, am a firm believer that if the government wasn't so involved in people's lives and that people would step up and help people a lot more than they do now. I completely believe that if the government just stopped providing meals for anyone in the United States right now, that absolutely no one would starve to death. I believe that the American people would step up and create means to feed all of our own. But the government takes so much money from people that it's actually driven down private charity giving, and made people think, I don't need to give over here because the government will take care of that. And every time the government gets involved in something, people become reliant on it. And those people, as well as the people around them, don't think that they need to do their own part anymore. So please don't think that because I'm against the progressive movement, it means that I'm against helping people. I think I'm as much in favor of and have proven with my mouth and actions over the years that I'm a huge fan of those that can help helping and that actually everyone has some responsibility to help. I just don't think that the government's very efficient at it. So every step that they take into that foray, further into that foray, actually hurts the cause, makes it less efficient, and makes less people want to give privately. And so we've got a hole to dig ourselves out of there. I hope you understand that, that because I'm against the progressive movement doesn't mean I'm against helping people. I think I'm, in fact, more in favor of helping people than the progressive movement. I just don't think that the government should force everyone to do it in the way that they think is the best way to do it. Anyhow, we're off track. Heath, keep me on track. Nothing.
Okay. Trying to keep myself on track, too.
Yeah, that, maybe just stick with that. You're doing great at that. So the point being, that's the same philosophies that Glenn Beck has, and I hope that's not offensive to people that in a lot of things, I agree with this guy, but the problem is he doesn't present it in a way that allows other people to have an opinion. He doesn't present it in a way, he presents it in a way that he's all knowing, that he's the omniscient one about this. And anytime you do that, you're going to start to polarize a movement, and not, you're also, you know, anytime you don't listen to the other side, anytime you don't allow discussion, you're really just an arrogant jerk that is thinking that you have it all figured out. And I think that the key to the smartest people in the history of our existence was them admitting that they didn't know everything. Once you admit you don't know everything, you're smarter than about 80% of the population already. Not only that, you're going to get smarter, and Glenn Beck is not ever going to get smarter than he is right now because he presents this I know everything role. And because of that, and because of the polarization that that's caused, it's the reason that the conservative movement is on its heels right now. Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh are the reason that the conservative movement, is not presenting anything. Please, Lord, know that when I say conservative movement, I mean in a political and economic sense and not in a social sense. Go to the Libertarian Party's website. And I will bet you that they believe in what most of you believe in. And we've got to stop hanging our hats on these two traditional parties that, have these one or two pillars that we believe in. So we vote their way. There's another quote about the Libertarian Party that says the difference between the Libertarian Party and the Democrat or Republican Party is the Libertarian Party encourages you to be a Democrat or a Republican or whatever you believe in, where the other two just think if you're not a part of them, you're wrong. Anyway, this wasn't supposed to be a pro-libertarian show, but I got that way about it, didn't I? Beck is hurting those causes. Limbaugh is destroying the mass appeal of the Republican Party because of their extremist and honestly unintelligent and their these all-knowing arrogances that they arrogances? Is that a word?
Sounds good.
I don't think that's a word. The arrogant attitude that they portray is hurting the cause of people that understand, especially the sides of it that I'm passionate about. I am passionate about the Constitution. I think that our founding fathers created the greatest country in the world, and that the more and more we drift away from that, the more and more detriment that it's going to have to our country, and the weaker that we're going to get as far as being able to take care of ourselves and handle our own problems. And people just don't understand that. People are obsessed with the fact that the conservative movement is anti-gay, racist, anti-poor, and none of those things are true. None of those things are even remotely true about the conservative economic and political movement. And in fact, they're the people that quite honestly have the best plan for the poor to not be poor anymore, right? That's their plan, is to help the folks that are down on their luck not be poor anymore, as opposed to the progressive movement that just continues to hand out government money without good oversight or a plan behind it. Anyway, I really don't want to get into that. It's not what the show is for today. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back and close on what I think the conservative movement needs as far as a figurehead that can kind of rally this back together and bring some sense to the whole thing, and maybe just put Glenn Beck in his place. We'll be right back on the Cody Talk Show.
Hi, this is Scott with Scott's Pro Landscape, Hutch's only full-service lawn and landscape company. We are already known for our outstanding mowing and fertilizer service. But did you know Scott's Pro Landscape can install irrigation systems for your home or business? Are you considering a patio, outdoor kitchen, or living space? Reinvest in your home and let us put our expertise to work by designing an outside area for your family. Spend your time enjoying your yard instead of working on it. Call us today at 728-8669 or check us out online at scottsprofessionallandscape.com.
You choose. You can watch a movie, or you can experience it, feel it, live it in the Cosmosphere's Cary Digital Dome Theater, where the two-story dome wraps you into the action. Now showing Hollywood feature films every night. Experience state-of-the-art digital clarity. Feel the surround sound. Live the excitement around you, above you, in the Cary Digital Dome Theater at the Cos.
Now showing G.I. Joe Retaliation. Friday and Saturday at 6 and 8:30, Sunday and Monday at 6.
I have to shower every day, otherwise I smell.
I have to feed a dog, otherwise he'll eat my dinner or bite me.
I have to put pants on when I go out of the house, otherwise I'd have no pants on.
There are some things you just have to do. If you're a young man turning 18, you have to sign up with a selective service system. It's the law. Plus, by registering, you'll keep your eligibility for government jobs and college loans. Go to SSS.gov today. That's SSS.gov.
KSKU.
Cody Talks. All right, we're back for the final segment. I hope the show's made sense today, because I've kind of felt like I've just babbled. The point of the whole thing is, I truly do believe in discussion, conversation. I really think that I'm the type of person, I hope that I'm the type of person, I try to be the type of person that if you come up to me and have something to say and it doesn't jive with what I think I believe, I will listen to you. I will listen to you with an open mind and see if what you have to say makes more sense than what I have to say, because I'm still living it. I'm still figuring it out. I'm still, I'm a firm believer, which this is going to be a weird sentence, but I'm a firm believer in the thought process of, you have to be constantly analyzing what you believe. And those of us that adopt that policy, in fact, you end up more ingrained in what you actually believe, because you're constantly honing it and constantly becoming more and more intelligent on the matter. Which in turn lays a better foundation to your beliefs. It makes you less swayable, when you truly and 100% understand it. And if you just get up every morning, and listen to Glenn Beck tell you how horrible President Obama is, sooner or later, everyone that does that, is going to get enough information outside of that impressed upon them by the internet that they're going to start to question that philosophy, that mindset of all we should do all day long is bash the other party. Don't get me wrong. The Democrats are just as bad. They're just as bad. They just don't have talk radio hosts that have gotten big enough to warrant being mentioned on the Cody Talk Show today. That's the only thing that's going on with it. I've spent the day bashing the conservative figureheads. There's just as many liberal figureheads that are doing the exact same thing as opposed to anyone out there just having a conversation. Those people, those pundits, is what's forced me. It's what led to me being a libertarian, because no one that's prominent in the Republican Party or prominent in the Democrat Party has stepped forward as a leader to promote open-minded conversation that leads to growth and more intelligent people. And so I started looking, and I truly found that that's actually what the Libertarian Party is about, that you should have your own views and not force them on other people. It's about having conversations where we all get smarter and move forward together in our own direction. Does that make sense? We move forward together, but not necessarily down the exact same path. And I just completely believe that that's what America was founded on, that we should all move forward together, but we don't necessarily have to be walking the same path. And as long as a country, we have the same destination, as individuals, we can have a whole bunch of different destinations within that massive destination we have as a country. And the Republican Party does not believe in that. I think that they used to. There was a time when I deeply believed in the Republican Party because they at least preached to be the party of live and let live. And then amazingly enough, gays and abortions have just destroyed the Republican Party in my mindset, because and I'm not a pro-abortion person. I'm probably actually about as anti-abortion as you can get. I'm just not anti-abortion rights. Just because I'm against something does not mean that I think it should be illegal. I wish that another abortion never happened in the United States, because it's just not a good thing. It's a thing that I wish no one ever had to go through again in the United States, but it's also just as clear, just as completely clear to me that making it against the law is not the solution to it. Same thing with marijuana, right? Why in the world can people go and drink as much as they want to once they hit 21, but they go to prison or jail or get a ticket or whatever happens in your area if they smoke one puff of a joint of marijuana? It makes zero sense. And the Republican Party's diehard stance on those type of things is just quite honestly making them look like idiots, in my opinion. And then gay marriage, I've talked about it multiple times on this show. I don't know why people who claim that they believe in small government think that the government should get involved in who someone wants to spend the rest of their life with. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Anyway, that being said, somehow I turned this into the Libertarian Party should have written me a check, because it wasn't at all where I was headed with this show 53 minutes ago. But I do think that the reason that it came to that is because I don't know if Glenn Beck comes out and professes himself to be a libertarian, but he very much, the ideals, the issues and the stances he takes on issues oftentimes fall into that libertarian side as opposed to a true Republican side, which, again, for those of you that don't know, go check out the Libertarian Party's website. Libertarians are basically economically conservative and socially liberal, which I think I truly believe that a large percentage of Americans are just like that. They think that we should, the government should save its money, be frugal with its money, just be smart with its money, collect as few taxes as it possibly can to survive, and otherwise stay out of people's lives. Go check that out. The reason that I keep coming back to that again is because I think Glenn Beck is a libertarian, or at least has some real libertarian principles going on in his brain. But I don't like that fact, because I think he promotes or presents or leads people to perceive those views as radical views. And that again, that all libertarians are holed up in a cave somewhere, smoking dope, cleaning guns, and praying for anarchy. And it's just not the case. It's not the, those aren't the pillars of the Libertarian Party. It's just nut jobs like Glenn Beck lead people to believe that. Let's call him a nut job. It's not really. I tried to do this whole be intelligent and educated thing, and then I call him a nut job. I think he is a nut job, and I think he's hurting a cause that I'm passionate about, and that's why I took your time this morning to talk to you about it. Let me know what your thoughts are. Get on the Facebook page, facebook.com/CodyTalks. Leave a comment. I promise we'll reply or respond to it. On Twitter, we're at CodyTalks. On Google Plus, just search out CodyTalks. I don't know how many more options we could give you to communicate with us, but let us know. We will be, I'll be back on air this Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central on the web only version of Cody Talks on CodyTalks.com. We do a Google Plus hangout there. You can come be a part of that. Thanks again to our, our affiliates. Affiliates the right word, Heath?
Yes.
Our affiliates, KFRK, The Freak in Denver, and WRM Radio, as well as 94.7 KSKU, our home radio here in Hutchinson, Kansas. That's it for today. Come back and join us sometime in the future. And again, hit us up on the social media and let us know what you think, because I really do enjoy the conversation and talking to people. I think it makes me smarter. And in the big scheme of things, that's my goal in life, to just be smarter tomorrow than I was today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Cody Talks.